everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, not only host of this podcast, but you can find me on a television show, Eat and Like with Jesse Blanco. That is weekends on WJCL. Check your local listings or your YouTube TV guide. On the other end of the line here is Birthday Girl. I wish I had music to play for you. Is Margaret Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for the birthday wishes.
Today is your actual birthday, yes.
48.
I'm sorry?
It feels good to be 48.
Yeah. But don't we wish. You today, the 12th, I'm going to play for you. Come on now. Come on. Different version. This is Stevie Wonder. Okay.
Thank you.
The FCC will cancel us if we continue much more of that nonsense. Well, happy birthday. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a really good weekend, despite the fact that it was pretty much spent either inside or with rubber boots and a raincoat on.
Yeah. As I was telling you before we got rolling here, I was down in St. Augustine for Food and Wine Festival, which was a really good time. And the atmosphere there was juicy, too. There was rain everywhere. You look at the radar, and it was like violent rain all across Northeast Florida. But thankfully, we avoided it. But as I was telling you, all we would see on social media, all of our friends here in Savannah and Hilton Head, you guys were getting walloped. It's been like 4 days straight of rain as we sit here Monday, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Fourth day today.
I mean, I'm seeing it now. This morning I was out and there's, you know, not flooding, but big old puddles. But as someone pointed out to me, we did need some of this rain.
Yes, my plants are happy, but I had to pull them. The ones outside, I had to pull them underneath. They've had sufficient amount, but they do look really happy. I love it though when it rains like this. So my daughter came home yesterday. I had been out of town, and then she came home for Mother's Day, and we just planned like to do puzzles and play card games and cook and watch all of our favorite Netflix series and all that kind of stuff. And looking at another day of it today, I can always multitask and do my work from home. So I'm happy with today.
To that end, it's interesting you would bring that up. Yesterday, I got back from St. Augustine about 4:30. About 4:30. And I was going to make dinner for Mother's Day, but I was a little draggy, from the drive and the long weekend. So I said, you know what, let me lay down, take a quick, 30, 40 minute nap at about 4:30, 5 o'clock, which is incredibly unusual for me. But I fell asleep pretty quickly and it was raining. And at one point, you know, that's the dream of, oh, I'd love for a Sunday afternoon nap when it's raining outside and da 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 da. I was laying there thinking, man, I haven't taken an afternoon nap with a rainstorm outside probably 30 to 40 years. It's just not something I do. But when I did it, I was like, oh, this is kind of clichéingly awesome. If that makes sense. It was good. So you had a good Mother's Day despite the rain?
I really did. Like I said, my girl came home later in the afternoon and took me out for a Mother's Day dinner.
Where'd you go?
Wise Guys. And the reason we picked Wise Guys is, you know, it's just across the street from my house. And with the weather and everything, we just kind of wanted something that was going to be close by, not a big deal. We didn't have a reservation because this really wasn't planned. I actually was supposed to have been in Charleston, just started out in Charleston, but then I had to come home for work. So, and then I was supposed to go back, and then Ellery was like, no, I'll drive to Hilton Head, and says it's kind of been a little bit of a wacky weekend of who's going to be where. But we are celebrating the weekend, obviously, together. But Wise Guys just seemed like the place that would have enough seating that could accommodate us on the fly without a reservation, and we were early enough. And I'm not kidding you, Jesse. It was... You know, they open at 4. It was like 4:12 when we got there, and they had one table left, and we got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all. The last time I was at Wise Guys, I sat at the bar at about 4:35. This was about a year ago. I sat at the bar at 4:35, and the bar was probably 30% full, 35% full. But by 5 minutes after five, there was not an empty seat in the whole place.
Yeah.
That didn't surprise me. What I find it interesting, though, as traditional, I guess, for lack of a better word, Mother's Day venues go, you know, I would think Wise Guys is a little more Father's Day testosterone-y, if you will.
But agreed.
To hear that it was full with moms, I assume full of moms, yeah?
Everyone. I mean, it was packed.
Wow. Yeah.
Packed. Completely packed.
At 4 o'clock.
4:12.
4:12. That cracks me up.
We probably had three or four turns yesterday.
That also happened to me a couple of years ago now. I'm in the kitchen at Hudson's at 4:30. I had to take some pictures of some stuff. And I walked in, and the dining room at Hudson's wasn't even 15% full at about 4:25, 4:30. Going to the kitchen, and tickets start buzzing. Bzz, 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 and I'm talking to one of the guys. I'm like, do you guys get slammed this early? He goes, oh, yeah, we'll be full by 5 o'clock. I go, really? When I walked in, there was barely anyone out there. He goes, okay, yeah, you'll see. When I left about 10 after 5, I walked down Hudson's huge dining room. Full. Packed.
Yep.
Gotta get to our early dinner so that we can get on with nap time. What'd you eat? How was dinner?
Oh, it was so good. So we had for our appetizer their mussels, and they were so good. It wasn't the traditional garlicky buttery broth. It had a chili tomato.
I'm going to look at the picture you sent me.
Red broth. Oh, we forgot to take a picture of the mussels.
You don't have the mussels?
Right. No, we devoured them. And then I was like, oh, shoot, we didn't get a picture for Jesse. But so they have, you know, a bunch of different things. They had a Mother's Day special, and then they do early bird dining, and then they have the regular menu. So Ellery actually, Ellery loves salmon, as do I. But they have a pan-seared salmon and a lemon butter caper sauce. Doesn't surprise you, does it, that my child would like piccata? But she decided to order that off the early bird dining with a really nice salad. And it was delicious. And I went for prime rib just because, as you know, for my health, I try not to eat much red meat. And I had given it up for Lent. So I kind of overdid it on the red meat this weekend. But I had the prime rib. I brought most of it home, and we'll incorporate that into a birthday brunch that I get to cook for myself this morning.
Do you know that I just do not really like prime rib?
And you don't like salmon either, so you would have been thoroughly disgusted with our meals last night.
No, I don't do prime rib for a couple of different reasons. It's funny because I get emails. I understand how incredibly popular it is. And I get emails from viewers fairly regularly. It's not the most asked question, but it gets asked quite a bit. Hey, who's got the best prime rib? Who's got the best deal on prime rib? And I tell them all, I couldn't tell you, I don't eat it. I am morbidly turned off by how undercooked most of them look. Sometimes I see a picture on social media of a piece of prime rib, and I'll snark and say, did they cook it? I mean, it's just, I don't, I'm not a fan of that whole thing. So I couldn't tell you who has the best prime ribs out there, but I assume yours was delicious.
It was. They have good prime ribs. So does Frankie Bones. So does Crane's. Riley's does a prime rib night, I think, or at least
they used to. Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember somebody mentioning that last week. Very good. And hot. So big old hunk and piece of beast that you brought home leftovers to make.
I ate a third of.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan. And salmon, yeah, I won't order salmon. If I'm at a dinner And salmon is on the menu. I'll try it and poke around it and kind of mess it up so it looked like I ate it, but I'm not a huge fan of salmon, pickles, olives, prime rib. Is that it? That might be it.
I love all four of those.
Yeah, no, I don't do the bitter flavors. Okay, so Wise Guys, you had prime rib, you had some leftover, you're gonna whip it up for brunch today. Yeah. Ellery had salmon piccata, is that accurate?
Basically.
That sounds good. That actually sounds good. I made chicken piccata yesterday for Mother's Day. But anyway, my pictures came out ugly, so I will not share. But it was good. It was actually very tasty. Where else did you go? You told me somewhere else. I wrote it down. Oh, you had lunch at Boathouse.
Last week, my bestie real estate friend, Beth. Shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
She'd been asking for like 2 months, what do you want to do for your birthday? What do you want to do for your birthday? And I think she was desperately trying to get the girlfriends together to have a luncheon. And it was just, with everything going on and everybody being so busy, we just never really corralled it into anything. And finally, she just said, I'd like to take you to lunch for your birthday because I know you're going to be with Ellery when the day comes. So she took me to Skull Creek Boathouse and I had a cheeseburger.
Look at you being all beefy this weekend. Wow.
Where's the beef?
Well, that's where you cheeseburger and prime rib back to back?
Two red meats in 1 week. That's
I don't even know you anymore. How was it?
It was decent. It was a good burger. I tend to like things not very cooked in the red meat department. So I asked for it medium rare. It came medium. I wasn't upset. You know, it was nice to have some Swiss cheese on there. I like to do the Swiss cheese thing. But the winner on the plate to me was their crinkle cut French fries. So perfectly executed, crispy on the outside and tender on the inside.
Moist and fluffy on the inside. So it didn't. Was this Saturday you went? It didn't rain. You didn't have an issue.
We went. Yeah. We went. So I had gone out of town, and then I had to come back into town on Saturday to show property. So that's how I ended up being out. And then that's when Beth said, "Let's do this." By the time we got to Skull Creek, to the boathouse, it was a lull in the rain. So it actually kind of all worked out perfectly. Gotcha. Yeah.
That actually happened to me Friday. Had an issue with the episode of my TV show getting to WJCL, and I sent it in. And as I was driving to St. Augustine on Wednesday, I got an email from WJCL. Hey, we got an issue here. And I went, oh. Then after that, two or three other reasons came up that required me to be back here in my office. So I said, you know what? Screw it. Friday morning, I got up 5:30 at St. Augustine and drove back here. I was sitting here at my desk before 9 a.m., did about 3 hours of work here at home, and then about 1 o'clock hit the road, and I was back in St. Augustine, cleaned up for the festival that night. I was back and forth. It's funny how easy a drive it is. Once you hit the Florida border, which if there's no traffic on I-95,
wow.
Once you hit the Florida-Georgia border, you are literally 65 miles away from Old Town St. Augustine. Now,
I know, it's not. Yeah.
Jacksonville traffic, but it was good. It was easy. I made it here in 2 hours, 50 minutes, which is, you know, I drive to you and it takes me sometimes 1 hour and 10. So when you put it in that perspective,
it is
not bad at all. Okay. So last Monday we sat here for Cinco de Mayo and I said, are you going to do anything tonight for Cinco de Mayo? And you said, I'd rather douse myself in gasoline and light my eyebrows on fire. Isn't that what you said? She was all, I don't do that. I'm not going. Tell us, Margaret Maggie Crenshaw, what you did for Cinco de Mayo last week.
Well, you know, that real estate bestie friend of mine, Beth, shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth. Apparently Beth's a bad influence.
Beth was like, we have to do something for Cinco de Mayo. And I said, the only place I will go is Cactus Street Cantina. And so that's where we went.
You know, I laugh because, and I might be borderline inappropriate here, but sometimes white people be tripping, man. we have to do something for Cinco de Mayo. I don't know, Beth, and again, you know, this is kind of, I'll bet you anything, Beth doesn't know what Cinco de Mayo is and the reason why it's a celebration. Most people don't. I bet 95% of the people don't. They just know it's the day we get margaritas and go eat chips.
They did have free chips and salsa that day.
See?
Yeah. But, and it was happy hour all day long. We were there at lunch.
Why limit happy to an hour, Maggie?
Right. I mean, that's what I've always said.
Yes. So Monday, Cinco de Mayo, you find yourself at Cactus Street Cantina, which we said had one of the best margaritas on the island. Did you actually have one?
No, I did not.
Wow. You went to the Mexican restaurant and didn't have a margarita on Cinco de Mayo? You know, that puts you in the minority.
Beth did.
Good for Beth. Thank you, Beth.
I had a beer.
Whoa. Was it a Mick Ultra?
Indeed.
Oh boy, we're loopy on Maggie's birthday. Very good. What'd you eat? Did you have any food or just nibble?
I had a chicken chimichanga, and I always get it without the rice, and then I don't eat the tortilla.
Okay.
And I can only eat a third of it, and then I have to take the rest of it home because they are this big.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll let you slide on the tortilla because by the end of the week, you had eaten about 27 ounces of beast, which is very uncommon for you. I recognize that. I understand. I understand. So yeah. Chimichanga was good?
So good. I mean, that's a consistent dish. So when they opened, that was not originally on the menu, but they did it every Monday. The Monday special was the chimichanga, and you could do chicken, shrimp, beef, carne asada, como se llama, pork, pastor. Anyway, and then it was so popular, people were asking for it on other days other than Monday. I think that's how the story goes, so they just put it on the menu.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy their food there. We talked about them last week with the margarita. They do a nice job.
Yeah.
They do a nice job. Kind of under the radar. I mean, most islanders know about it, but that is one place that I would immediately say for how can I put this? Non-traditional Mexican eats, because there's places where you should speak Spanish to go eat on the island that I enjoy going. Primarily more so in Bluffton, but for Mexican Tex-Mex, if you will, on the island. Yeah, it's hard to beat that one. Very good. So it's been a full week. I didn't eat anywhere on the island last week. I was in St. Augustine beginning Wednesday. Yeah. I might be over there this week, but we will have more to share as we enter into the summer. Are you traveling anywhere this summer?
You know, I don't have a lot of plans this year. I traveled so much last year. Uh-huh. So much. So I really need to cool my jets on that. But I do have a couple of high school friends that live in more northerly states and further to the west where it's normal-ish temperatures
like
in
Tennessee.
July. No, like Michigan and Minnesota. Right. And wow. I've been to Michigan. I take that back. But I've never been to Minnesota, and they always come back here and visit. Wow. And at our 40th high school reunion, which was a couple weeks back, as you know, I promised that I would tour de Northwest. And so I might take a week, maybe when I start getting really hot and irritated, late July, early August, and go do that.
Yeah. I got a buddy in Chicago whose in-laws have, I believe it's a lake house up in Wisconsin, and every summer you see them posting pictures from there, and it looks so cool, it looks so comfortable, it looks so, you know, they joke about in Wisconsin, there's two seasons, winter and 4th of July, but when they're there during the summer, it looks so inviting, and I think, you know, one of these years I'm going to go up that way where you're going in the summer, and I never do, I always end up in the beach of Florida, but, you know, good for you. That sounds exciting. I'm not doing much.
Yeah, I think so. I might go with Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Might do something with her, and I probably shouldn't say because I'm not sure the other people involved know. Oh, Beth, I hope I didn't give our secret away.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I'm not editing it out either. All right, let's get out of here. Tell us where we can find you if someone wants to buy a humble abode.
Well, I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and you can visit my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, for listings for sale.
Sounds good. That's it. I think we're out of time.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Maggie. And is that the end of the song? It might be. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see you next week for more Mondays with Maggie. Thanks for joining us, everybody.